When we initially started, it was just a personal project because Amanyon is where I went to. That's the school I went to when I was back in Zimbabwe in the 70s to the 80s. The people that I sent to do that, they came back, they came with a list of 13 kids that needed assistance. Then that's when we realized that the demand is so high. Then eventually I took another 6 on top, making it 8. Then now, they are expecting that every year we're taking kids, and the demand is just keeping on and on and on, coming on. So I just spoke to other people here that are like-minded, and we decided to form an organization, which is called Mopan Foundation International, hoping that we can reach more kids than we have now, because now I'm working with people from all over Zimbabwe, not just from Kezi.
So now, what type of assistance will you be seeking, you know, when you finally form this kind of charity organization?
Any kind of support that can help us assist the kids, because we're paying for their fees, their school uniforms, their stationery, and we're hoping to get them in vocational courses that eventually we hope that even if we can't take them all the way through to university, but they can be trained to do some other courses that can allow them to sustain themselves eventually in the future and look after their families and things like those. And we're hoping that maybe one day in Zimbabwe we'll find companies that can allow them to train so that they can be self-sufficient.